the government will let funding for the construction watchdog lapse, even if it fails to abolish the body through the parliament. Michaela Cash is the Shadow Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations and the Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Senate. She's been listening to Tony Burke. She joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Patricia, and good morning to your listeners.
I want to start where I ended, if we can, actually, with Tony Burke on Scott Morrison not attending the parliament and perhaps taking a paid speaking gig overseas. Is that appropriate when you're paid as a member of parliament?
Well, again, it all needs to be declared in a statement of interests in the appropriate way. All of us need to do that. But this is a personal decision for Mr. Morrison. I'm not aware of the circumstances, so I can't comment on it.
But is the question of principle, is it appropriate to take money for a job somewhere else when voters pay for you to go to the parliament and vote on bills?
Well, again, I'm not aware of the circumstances in which Mr. Morrison is taking
if that scenario is right.
In the press. And again, everything that you do must be declared in a statement of interests so it is above board. Those are the rules and the rules must be complied with at all times.
Let's move to the ABCC. Doesn't Labor have a mandate to scrap the ABCC, given they won the election and this was always their policy?
Well, the feeling within the building industry and the business community yesterday, and it continues today, Patricia, I can assure you, is one of total confusion following Tony Burke's announcement on Sunday that the ABCC would be stripped back to the bare minimum legal. Labor, yes, they had a promise to abolish the ABCC, but let's be very clear, they had also promised to consult with the industry. The industry was expecting a consultation period, an orderly transition period, certainly not having it rushed on them like this. But what is worse, my understanding is the ABCC themselves only found out about this when Mr. Burke made the announcement on Insiders on Sunday. That is not a great start to a government that has only been elected a few weeks ago.
One of the key rationales for establishing the Building and Construction Commission was to improve productivity in the construction sector. But productivity has gone backwards. Hasn't it failed at least on that measure?
No, absolutely not. And if you look at the economic modelling by Ernst & Young, they've actually found that scrapping a specialist construction regulator will actually drive up inflation just when the Reserve Bank is increasing interest rates to tackle inflation, but it will also result in reduction in economic activity. It's by around $47.5 billion by 2030. And just in relation, Patricia, to the actual history of the building regulator, even when the Rudd government were in office, if you remember, they commissioned the late Murray Wilcox to inquire into the creation of a specialist regulatory division for building and construction. And the Wilcox report itself found, this is Labor's person, the Murray Wilcox inquiry, the ABC's work is not yet done. And even Mr. Wilcox recommended a specialist construction regulatory agency, which maintained many of the powers of the ABCC. And the Rudd and Gillard governments themselves continued with that, despite the intense resentment in the union movement. Mr. Rudd and Ms. Gillard stood firm because they understood the unique nature of the bullying, the intimidation and the thuggery that Royal Commission after Royal Commission, after court ruling have highlighted in relation to the lawlessness and intimidation of the CFMMEU and the need for strong regulation.
Michaela Cash, I just want to get through a few other issues that are going to be before the parliament. Do you support the government's plan to introduce 10 days of paid domestic violence leave?
Yes, we do. And certainly I haven't seen the legislation yet. So also, you know, you would know the devil is always in the detail. But it actually was the former coalition government that actually extended the 5 days of unpaid family and domestic violence leave into the national employment standards. So we had done that. You'd be aware that the Fair Work Commission themselves actually reviewed this, and they have, as the independent Fair Work Commission themselves said, yes, 10 days domestic family and violence leave I believe the best way forward is to support the Fair Work Commission's model, because they themselves, they've looked at it across the board. They've balanced the needs of both employers and employees on the issue. They've taken into consideration all of the issues that have been put forward. But certainly, yes, our inclination is to support this, and in particular based on the Fair Work Commission's model. But the devil is in the detail, and I do need to have a look at the legislation.
Okay. Let's go to the issue of climate change, which is really the big issue before the Parliament. I spoke to your colleague in your party room, Bridget Archer, earlier this morning. Here she is.
The election has shown us, amongst many things, that this is an issue that is important to Australians. We are facing many threats as a result of climate change. But for me, and as a Tasmanian, I can also see that there are a lot of opportunities.
She will cross the floor if the party doesn't support the reduction. She says people want the climate wars to be over. Do you think you should be backing this bill?
Well, we've made our position very clear. We won't support legislating an emissions target, and we were clear about that before the election. But Patricia,
you're in opposition. At that point you just made, I have to challenge you on that. You were clear about that before the election, and then yes, there was an election, and it delivered a verdict, certainly on climate change. What lesson did you learn from the election?
Not changed. We won't be supporting legislating an emissions target. But Patricia, look at our record in government. The Coalition exceeded our targets in government without the need for legislation. Labor claimed they want to win the climate wars by playing political games and legislation to Parliament. We will continue to support, as we have always done, practical investments to reduce our emissions and address climate change, but at the same time, and this is important, whilst pushing for policies that deliver cheap, reliable and sustainable.
Okay. So I spoke, as I say, to your own colleague Bridget Archer this morning on this program, who said the climate wars must end and this is a reasonable option that's been provided by the Labor Party. She's going to cross the floor, so clearly your party is divided on this.
Oh, well, again, that is a decision for Bridget Archer. But, Patricia, I stand by our record in government, something that often you don't want to listen to. Emissions are 20% lower than 2005, while GDP itself has grown 45%. We invested $22 billion on clean tech. That is a good thing. We leveraged up to, I think it was around $84 billion in
okay,
public,
but Michaela Akash, didn't the electorate send you a message on climate change?
Patricia, I suggest you go back and have a look at the actual casting of the votes, because the Coalition got more votes than the Australian Labor Party. Our position is clear.
You lost a swathe of seats, Michaela Akash.
We did not need legislation when in power, and we exceeded our targets. You've got to occasionally, Patricia, give us a bit of credit. I know that's tough for you, but you have to acknowledge we exceeded our targets in government without the need for legislation. That's actually a good thing. That is actually a good thing, Patricia. Emissions are 20% lower than in 2005. That is actually a good thing, whilst at the same time, GDP has grown by 45%. That is a good thing. Committing to net zero by 2050 through technology, not taxes, and incentives, not mandates,
all right,
our policy, and we stand by it.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Michaela Akash.
Look forward to doing it again.
That's the Shadow Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations and the Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Senate, Michaela Akash.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.